Hey everyone, welcome back to the owners' meetings in Orlando. Mike Wobshaw joined by our friend Tom Pelissero at Tom Pelissero on Twitter. As always, we grant Tom permission to be on his phone during this interview.
And I might. You never know. Right. If I just bail in the middle of it, we'll edit it together. All look good. You'll look bad.
Right, which is par for the course. So anyway, let's get on to more of you looking good. We were just talking off camera. The NFC North. A lot of action in the NFC North this offseason. We know the Vikings and Kirk Cousins. You and I have talked about that on camera. But the other three teams also busy this offseason.
Green Bay Packers, uncommonly so. When you look at, they talked about at the Combine being more aggressive in free agency with Brian Gutekunst taking over as the general manager. They go out, they sign Jimmy Graham. They bring in Mo Wilkerson on a one-year deal. Not a ton of money, but another significant move early on in the wave of free agency. They also move on from a couple guys in their secondary. They cut Jordy Nelson. There's a lot of changes there. Look at the Chicago Bears. They're going to be one of the youngest teams in the NFL. They got one guy on their roster right now who's 30 or older, and it's their backup quarterback, Chase Daniel. They're super young. They're trying to build this thing around Mitchell Trubisky. They went out, gave a bunch of money to Allen Robinson, trying to give him a threat. You can expect they're going to go with more of that in the draft, try to continue to surround the quarterback with more weapons. They'll go younger on the offensive line. Defensively, they need a lot of playmakers. And then, of course, you still got the Detroit Lions with Matthew Stafford at quarterback, another team that's always compelling, haven't been able to seem to get over the hump. They got work to do on defense.
And they have a new head coach, Matt Patricia, the Patriots defensive coordinator for a long time, a Belichick disciple, comes over to Detroit with Bob Quinn, who was also in New England. He's their GM, right? So maybe they still do have Stafford, but maybe a new style or look for the Lions with a defensive-minded head coach?
Well, there's no question. And when you talk about Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn coming from New England, one thing that when you talk to people in the NFL, anybody who's been out of the Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells tree, they need to work with somebody who's also from that same tree to know how things are going to operate. So having two guys like that, you see it elsewhere, Tennessee. Head coach and the GM. Yeah. Down in Houston, they have a head coach and GM come out from similar backgrounds. That's a big part of it. They know what they're going to attempt to be as they move forward here. And then offensively, Bob Quinn has talked about being more balanced offensively. They've been one of the worst teams in the league in terms of running the football, in terms of trying to run the football for a number of years right now. But I asked Matt Patricia about that at the Combine, because balance is a funny word. He was in New England where sometimes they might go, well, we can't run the ball on the Jets. We're going to throw it 54 times today and run it 9. I was at one of those games in Foxborough. It's all about going in, as he said, with a balanced mentality, thinking, okay, if we play well, we're going to be able to do all things in both phases, offense and defense, as well as special teams, in a balanced manner.
I want to turn it back to the Vikings, because we didn't talk after we signed Sheldon Richardson. What were your thoughts on Mike Zimmer getting a three technique like that, and do you think he can make a big difference for the Vikings?
It was interesting, because I think I reported that 2 days before he signed that they had reached out to him, that there was interest there, but there was a feeling within the league that ultimately he was going to go back to Seattle. Well, what happened was the Vikings were willing to make a strong financial offer, $8 million with upside to $11 million, to get a really good player, a guy who was productive with the Jets, who was productive when he was in Seattle, and somebody they really wanted to upgrade the three technique. That was a big deal for Mike Zimmer. He talked about that too, wanting a guy who was going to be able to make an impact from that position. And now, if you're stacking up the best defensive fronts in the NFL, or at least the most talented, the Vikings are up there with the best of them.
All right, you can find Tom on Twitter at Tom Pelissero, and of course on NFL Network. For more from us from the owners' meeting, stay tuned right here to Vikings.com.